Hello, this is Zach Martin, editor of the Guardian ID magazine. Welcome to another edition of the Guardian ID podcast. Today we're speaking with Vic Herring, Vice President of Sales and Business Development at the Advanced Technology Group for Fujitsu Fronttech North America, while the company's newest palm vein scanner. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Palm vein has been touted as a secure, hygienic biometric, especially suited for the healthcare environment. Vic, thanks for joining us today.
Great, thanks for having me.
Vic, can we start off by you telling me a little bit about the new scanner and how it's different from previous models Fujitsu has released?
Sure, the new product is Palm Secure LT, and we've built this to specifically target the single sign-on market, primarily focus on healthcare, but also in other verticals, government and education as well, financial as well. Yeah, primarily it's back office applications, nurses or doctors who need to sign into different workstations where security is very important and strong authentication is very important. Those are the typical applications that we would see being used. We also have enterprise software capability as well, so you can either build that up at the local client level or manage a much larger database of access through a server application.
Can you explain to our listeners why palm vein is considered a little bit more hygienic or of a clean biometric compared to some of the others?
Sure, no problem. The heart of the reader is an infrared camera. So what it does is it actually looks at the vein pattern in your hand. So the camera penetrates the skin and captures your vein pattern, and then as you are going through an authentication process, compares your pattern with your enrolled pattern to verify your truly who you say you are. The good news about the reader is that the hand hovers above the sensor at about 2 inches or 50 millimeters, and so it never comes in contact with the actual sensor itself. And so it's very hygienic. It doesn't matter if you have grease or if you've had some problems with fingerprints, say you've damaged your hand in the garden, whatever. It can read through all of those issues and, again, not actually touching the device. So it has the capability of identifying you based on that template.
And just overall with palm vein, where have you guys seen it? Seeing its applications really take off?
It's worldwide, there are many different applications. And this is a technology that we have had in the marketplace for several years. And in Japan, it was originally launched on an RFQ for the banking system. So it's used to protect ATMs in Japan. We've got 15,000 ATMs, or sorry, excuse me, 25,000 ATMs and 3 million users using that in Japan for protecting their assets in ATMs. And so we don't have smart card technology here in the United States for ATMs. So that's why we've kind of gotten away from the financial piece and focus more on Palm Secure on the patient registration and the healthcare vertical, where privacy is very important and HIPAA is there supporting the strong authentication. And we're also developing a medical kiosk so that patients can manage their electronic medical record themselves. So the biometric guarantees that the individual who is managing that record is truly that person. One of the problems of EMRs is security, and once you open up the EMR into the cloud, the security of and control of that is very important. And so the biometric is linked directly to that EMR, and the strong authentication capability of our product ensures the privacy of that data.
So that's interesting. You guys are putting it in a kiosk so that a patient would walk into a doctor's office, put their hand over the scanner, and be able to access their health record and make additions or just review it.
Right. They can make changes to their insurance carrier. They are prompted also for changes in their health patterns. It also can notify them of future events that would be taking place, such as a future doctor's appointment. It also allows you to do copay. So at the very end, the last question is about copay, and you could just insert your credit card and it prints out your receipt, or you can go up into the counter and pay with cash or check, depending on the payment method that you choose.
Are you guys seeing more of a use for palm vein on the patient ID side or the provider ID side? Because you mentioned a little bit of both.
Our current largest deployment is on the patient side. We are the Palm Secure sensor that has been launched for a while. That has been put into larger applications such as kiosk. We're also launching a physical access control product to control doors and so on, and different various patient registration options. The new LT has a lower cost point and is more suited for back end. Fingerprints are a very price sensitive market. This is a very strong technology and has a fairly, although it's cost effective, it's much more effective than, say, an iris. It is a little bit higher priced product than fingerprint. So we saw that we had a hole in the product line and wanted to fill that with Palm Secure LT. It gives you the same zero failure to enroll, which is a very important component of biometrics. It also gives you the same usability factors of dealing with the actual patient. But it's a little lighter on the authentication, still stronger than fingerprint, but not as strong as the original Palm Secure.
And what is the price point for the new scanner?
New scanner is targeted without software to an end user of below $200.
Okay, great. Well, Vic, unless there's anything else you want to share with us, I appreciate you for joining us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
Great. Thanks again for having me. I appreciate your time.